Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens, where we fiercely empower women in life and business. And today, we're going to celebrate, explore, and reveal the incredible superpowers that every woman possesses. Oh my gosh, look, yo, we got to put our capes on because we have so many superpowers. You know, some of the superpowers that I'm going to share with you today are backed in science, while others come from collective wisdom and, you know, lived experiences that women around the world have had. So just know that we're going to dive into this, the fascinating abilities that really make women truly extraordinary. So let me start unpacking some of these unique powers that we as women have. You know, I think that we underestimate ourselves as women quite often. Look, we have been raised, we have been told, we have, you know, society has thrown in their two cents worth to let us know that, you know, women, we have to work hard for everything. We have to, you know, accept that we're not as strong as men, or we're not as, you know, we don't deserve as much money as men, or we don't belong in these boardrooms, or, you know, you get in my drift. Well, I'm going to tell you today all the superpowers that you have to help you bust up those belief systems that you don't have to believe that stuff anymore. Okay? Look, I get it. When I was younger, I believed in a lot of that stuff. You know, I was having a conversation with my husband, you know, when I was growing up and I had these big dreams and goals and I was told, you're never going to get those. Stop dreaming like that. Those are just big dreams. Girls stay at home and, you know, have marriages and take care of the household and the kids. And then you just work a side gig to help out with money. And, you know, I was brought up to believe those kinds of things, right? You just need to get a man. My mom used to say, I know which side my bread is buttered on, right? Like she just would love on men, okay? Because that's was the belief back then, is that you really had to step into those roles of submission to everything. And I'm going to bust that up today. We're talking to you about your superpowers. Okay. So let's dig in today about superpowers. Look, this is Superheroes in Heels, right? How are we superheroes if we don't have superpowers, right? So I had to really dig into this topic to share with all of you about our superpowers. Okay, can you tell I'm a little excited? All right, let's go. So one of the things I want to talk about is just power in general. We have a dual power. We have authenticity. And we have influence. And that's what makes us so powerful as women. You know, women are powerful in both our masculine and our feminine energies when we're willing to step into them. Some women will say, oh, no, I just have to be the feminine gal all the time. Okay, guess what? Be the feminine gal all the time, except for when your child is in danger. Okay, then you know that masculine is coming right out. We know this to be true. It is naturally innate in us. So authenticity allows women to step into both leadership roles. It allows us to assert our opinions, create meaningful change, take care of people in urgent situations. But on the flip side, in the feminine side, it brings influence. And sometimes I admit it, right? With a little glance, a well-timed smile, and a little eye batting, right? Eyelash batting. We can get almost anything using our femininity, but how can we merge the two together and have such a powerful space in our masculine as well as a powerful space in our feminine? Okay. This duality means that women can command a room. We can disarm tension with grace. We can do so much with the two blending together. It makes us truly dynamic in any setting when we fully step into this superpower. Okay. Dual power of authenticity and influence. That's a pretty decent superpower, to be able to disarm tension with grace, to command any room, to step into the space of both our masculine and our feminine. I don't know about you, but that's my space I like to hang out with. Don't underestimate yourself, ladies. Utilize both the masculine and feminine in yourself. Okay, the second superhero strength that we have as women is we have flexibility. We have physical and mental agility. Flexibility isn't about touching your toes. That's not what I'm talking about. Although we should all be able to do that, right? But women show remarkable mental agility, right? Adapting quickly in complex social or work environments. We adapt very well as women, right? We're often juggling multiple roles and responsibilities, shifting from professional to caregiver to friend to partner, pretty seamlessly most of the time, right? So that mental flexibility, it's paired with our physical adaptability. We can physically adapt to things that are going on. I don't know about you, but we can get into places we shouldn't be getting into as women, right? We can move around things. Look, like I said, when there's an urgent situation, if our child is involved, we're going to find a way physically, whatever. Well, I'll lift a car in an instant, okay? When our adrenaline gets pumping, get out of the way, right? So we have physical adaptability as well as the mental agility, which helps women excel in sports such as yoga, volleyball, you know, the things the acrobatics of life, right? We're swinging on the trapeze and we're reaching for the next star and we're doing all the things that we can because that's a natural space that we have. We are able to have mental agility, and I don't want anybody to ever tell you that you can't. When things get tough, you dig in deep, you reach out, you grab the hands of somebody else, you do what you need to do to keep moving forward. That's a superpower, ladies. How about having strong immune systems? Did you know that scientifically studies have shown that women generally have a more robust immune response compared to men? Come on, we all know when men get sick, come on, they just want to lay in bed and be catered to. Women, we get sick, we pop down a Dayquil or something and we just keep going, right? Like, we just don't stop. We have different hormones, we have different genetics than men, but women's bodies are primed to protect themselves and their offsprings from illness, making us very well equipped to fight off infection and recover quickly. I say this because I think we women have way more tenacity to tell a cold to go away because we don't have time for that shenanigan. We don't have time for these shenanigans. I can't get sick. I have way too much to do. I got to get kids to school. I got to get, you know, meals made. I have got to clean up around the house. The laundry has to get done. Most women will just keep pushing through doing everything that they need to do, even when they're sick. That is not a trait that men have. That is a superpower that we have. And I think we take it for granted. We also, I'm going to just put out a caution here, okay? Sometimes we need to stop and we're not listening. That's a whole nother topic and a whole nother podcast, okay? But I just want to caution you. Don't do it at your expense of your health. But women just have this tendency, scientifically proven, that, you know, we have a more robust immune response. And when we take our vitamins and all of that, it makes it even more powerful. So don't take that superpower for granted, because that's what's going to get you through those working things, those things in your business that you don't want to do, but you know you have to do, right? It's the same kind of thing. Think of yourself, you know, that you can recover from any of those things. All right, ladies, next superpower. Ready? Resilience. Women are the comeback queens. Come on, we put our cape back on and we just keep going. Resilience is one of women's greatest strengths. Most men don't even have to come back from something, right? But women, whether we're recovering from a setback in business, a setback in a relationship, heartbreak, challenges at work, women often bounce back stronger. We learn from it. The resilience is fueled by strong support systems, emotional intelligence, and the ability to see hope even in the tough times, right? We have to get up. We have to get back going. That is in our DNA as women, right? We are not designed to be the victims. We are not designed to be quitters. I know. Let's be real. We want to be sometimes. We want to be quitters. We want to have drama. We want to be seen as a victim. We're not, though. We are not designed to be. You know, things sting. I get it. Okay. We get crushed. It makes us feel weak. We have been knocked down, ladies. Look, can I just be real for a minute? I'm a gal who has been through rape, sexual assault. I have been verbally abused by, relationships. I have been knocked down in business. I have been told I'm not smart enough. I have been told that I'm never going to amount to anything. Let me tell you, this queen rises every single time. And people ask me, you know, Kimberly, how is it that you have gotten through these things that you've been through and not, you know, gone and hid in a corner? Well, there's an assumption there that I didn't go hide in a corner. I did for a short time. I had to figure it out. I had to get through it. I had to go, okay, what is it? I didn't push it aside and act like it's not there. I did the work. I pushed. I got back going. I got back up and I said, no, this is not what I am designed for. And I am telling you, ladies, that is our superpower beyond. It's one of our most dynamic superpowers. Okay. We were designed to come back and be the queens that God designed us to be. When you are crushed, it's okay. When you get stung, it's okay. When you feel weak, it's okay for a short time. Breathe, reach out for help, get the support that you need, and get back on to that superpower train of being a comeback queen. All right. Can I just say, I just have to lay it out. I'm just going to be real and honest. That's all I ever want to do in business when it comes to talking to women. Look, I have been the single mom on welfare. I have lived out of my car. I have done the hard stuff. And people look at me today and say, oh, well, who does she think she is? She's Miss Fancy Pants. She, you know, could go on trips and she can go do this. Well, baby, I have earned it. Okay. Because I have bounced back every single time. I am a resilient comeback queen. And you can do it too. Need some help? Reach out. I'll be happy to coach somebody through it. All right. I'm not a psychologist by any at all. Don't even claim it, okay? But I have coached many people to step back in and get back to work, okay? I can help. Okay, next superpower, ladies. We have something that is called an enhanced sense of danger. We have these protective instincts that men have a different kind of protective instincts. But women, we possess an enhanced sense of danger. It's honed by that evolution of protecting ourselves, but also protecting our loved ones. It's our sixth sense, right? It helps women read situation, pick up on subtle cues to avoid potential threats. It's the reason that women often trust their gut feelings, right? Our intuition. It is real and it is powerful. We have to trust ourselves and what our instincts are saying to prove and to use that superpower, right? We have to trust our instincts to do good in this world, okay? We must. We have a protective instincts when it comes to our children, but guess what? We notice, have you ever noticed, it also will protect other people's children, right? We have an enhanced sense of danger that creates this powerful protective instinct in women. That is a huge superpower too. Do not underestimate this as a superpower, right? You got a gut feeling. Oh, you know, it, maybe it's just fear. Maybe you need to stop and listen. Take a look. Look at what's going on in the situation, because your instinct is telling you something. And it goes right to your intuition that says, baby, you need to take a look. Something's not feeling right. And pay attention to it. Talk about a superpower, right? We are protective. That is a superpower. I'm in the industry that I'm in, which is male dominated over and over and over, because my protective superpower is above and beyond heightened. I can guarantee that, right? Doesn't mean I don't have fear. I do. And I just like move through the fear. I figure out, I assess the situation. I keep moving forward. I command the space that I'm in, even through fear. And you can too. Okay, let's talk about a fun one. Here's a superpower that women have. We have what we call cheater radar and gaydar, okay? Many women instinctively know when someone's lying or cheating, especially when they're deeply in tune to the relationships, right? We can tell when a friend is cheating. We can tell, right? We can tell, you know, somebody's gay. I don't care. I have no judgment on it, right? I'm just like, oh, I feel that, right? Like we just feel it. We just have this radar that we're deeply in tune with. There's even research suggesting that women are better at reading facial micro expressions and emotional signals. That's where that radar comes in. And we even have that, you know, uncanny ability for someone's sexual orientation, which can be claimed as one of the scientists say that it's strongest during ovulation, right? Like what? When I read that, I was like, are you kidding me? Right? Because due to ovulation, we have heightened sensitivity, right? I have to tell you something funny. My family once told me that one of my superpowers is I have Costco DAR. I have an uncanny radar that to know exactly where a Costco is. When I'm in proximity of a Costco, I know there's one around me. I feel it. My kids and my family, I'm like, there's a Costco around here. And then sure enough, it's right around the corner, right? And it's just kind of funny. But, you know, look, I've been to Costco in Japan. I've been to Costco in Scotland. My kids tell you this all the time. I heard it just, I don't know, last week or something like that. Yeah, my mom, she has Costco DAR. But we do, we have these radars, right? We have that instinct to know when somebody is lying or cheating. And if you feel that as an instinct, check into it, right? Check in with yourself. There's a reason why you're feeling it. And I'm not saying somebody is lying, but maybe they're just not giving you the complete truth. Maybe there's an omission of the truth. That's when you can use that as a superpower. Here's a superpower you might not even realize, but women often see more colors than men. Thanks to genetic differences in our eyes, right? This means that we can distinguish subtle variations in shades, which explains why, you know, teal, mint, and aqua, they're not just blue-green, as men say, right? We know when it's really Tiffany blue. And we know when it's not. So the real advantage with this superpower is in the fields like art, design, fashion, right? Interior design, all of these things come from that wonderful genetic vision shift where we have superior color vision. Okay, start paying attention to this superpower, right? It really is an advantage. Okay, next superpower. I have to laugh about this one because, ladies, we have it. All right. We have the superpower of the fine face. When women say they are fine, they can keep a straight face, even when they're dealing with a storm of emotions inside. Look, this ability to mask our true feelings can be both a protective mechanism, it can be a sign of emotional strength. This superpower, you know, when effectively masking emotions, women can counteract stereotypes from men, We can project an image of stability and competence and navigate situations where overt emotional expression, right, might be perceived as a weakness or hinder our career progress, right? We can hold back our emotions and we can say we're fine. Now, if you have a smart husband and you say fine, he knows it ain't fine. But a lot of times in business, in our industries, we can say, hey, I'm fine, no problem. Keep a straight face, knowing how much turmoil is going on and how much disbelief or uncertainty of what's going on around them, because we have things to do. We have to create that image of stability and competence and navigate any situation. And that's what we're meant to do. That's a superpower for us as women. An outwardly appearance of composure can provide a sense of stability, the reassurance to our family members when things are going wrong, to our friends, to our colleagues, even during crisis. The appearing fine that a woman can do can create an environment where others feel calm and supported, allowing her to attend to their needs. Nurses, doctors, right? People in care facilities, you know, caring for people, elderly care, whatever. They can create that space of calmness, knowing, like I remember my son when he was 3 years old, he got a rare disease. And the doctor had sent me to the hospital because he said, he's really sick and I need you to get him to the hospital. And we walked into the hospital and they sent us to this area, and I walked in and I said who he was, and they said, oh, you know, and they named his disease, and then the looks on their faces is they were calm and cool and collected, but my instinct kicked in and I knew that this was real serious by the way that these ladies, these nurses and doctors handled my son. Right? We can appear as women fine and create that environment that others can feel safe, they can feel calm, they can feel supported, and we can get stuff done. Now, we can't overuse this superpower. And like I said, sometimes we push ourselves too hard. So I want to caution you when it comes to overusing it, and you don't ask for help until it's too late. Okay, because sometimes as women, we will put the fine face on just a little too long, right? We think that we're really just doing the best thing for everybody else, and we're not doing the best thing for us. So there's a line there. I just want to know between, you know, the superpower and the out of power. Okay, so just remember, but we have this, we can have the fine face and still keep moving forward. Okay, just a few more, and because we have a lot of superpowers, but here's just a few more that I put out there. Okay, women, we're multitasker masters, right? We are renowned for our multitasking abilities, whether coordinating a family schedule, managing work projects, managing household tasks. You know, women often, like, we're juggling and we're balancing several responsibilities all at the same time without missing a beat. It's our innate ability to connect on an emotional level, that emotional level that helps us, you know, juggle between those tasks. You know, it's often the emotional intelligence of women. We're able to navigate complex situations. We're also able to navigate the empathy and be efficient in that at the same time. How is it that we can navigate complex situations, have empathy for people, and still be efficient, right? And so we are great multitaskers. It is a superpower. And like the last one, I want to say, just, you know, any strength overdone becomes a weakness, right? You don't always have to use the superpower of multitasking. And the scientist has also proven that the more you multitask, the less efficient it can be. Because if you have too many things going, if you really want something efficient, if you want it done quickly, then just get hyper-focused. But know that we do multitask. It's a natural given superpower that we as women have. So enjoy it. Don't overuse it. We're life creators. Our ultimate superpower is creating life. From pregnancy to childbirth, women's bodies are equipped to nurture and bring forth new life. Okay? Whether you physically have a baby, or you adopt a baby, or you just care for babies, whatever it is, we are equipped to nurture and bring life into any situation. The miracle of nature is both awe-inspiring and scientifically remarkable, if you really think about it. So yeah, men, you can't take this one away from us women. It's not going to happen. But we are life creators. So think about that in your business. If we are life creators, our body and our mind is designed to create life. Where in your business do you need to create life? Where in your community do you need to create life? Where in relationships do you need to create life? If you're pulling down, you know, life and it's not working, then you need to go, take a deep breath, step into this superpower and create new life around you. Okay. And I'm not just talking childbirth here, ladies. I am talking about life, you know, building relationships, building business, building connections, building community, building safety, whatever that is, create life into that. We are life creators. We also have a superpower of amazing balance. Ever seen a woman juggling a child on her hip, balancing groceries and answering the phone, all while wearing high heels? That's not just a talent, ladies. That's an incredible sense of balance and coordination developed through daily life. Never underestimate a power. Never underestimate a woman in powerful shoes, right? We have that amazing gift to balance. And so when we feel out of balance, remember, we can do it. You have to get back on track, find the balance. Look, I'm a firm believer in a woman can have everything she wants, everything she desires, all of that. I'm a firm believer in that. I'm also a firm believer that it might not all be at the same time. Okay. Sometimes, you know, balancing things, we have to balance the right things for the right reason in the right moment. We can't balance everything. Okay. I'm sorry, ladies. That might sound like this is not a superpower, but I'm telling you, we can create and have amazing balance in our life because our body proves that we can do it. You just have to make sure you're paying attention to what you really want to balance in that moment. Okay, last two superhero powers for you is, how about high pain tolerance? You know, research confirms that women often have a high pain threshold than men. We do. The challenges of pregnancy, labor, childbirth, right, are testaments to inner strength that we have. Women learn to manage and endure pain, both physically and emotionally, throughout our lives. This is what I was talking about earlier. I have been through the pains, physically, emotionally, right? We have been able to be given a gift to have that threshold. And this is why I say women, we can come back. It happens, right? Things are going to hurt. Things are going to feel crushing. Things are going to sting. All of these things are going to happen. But guess what, ladies? You can overcome them. You have a high pain tolerance naturally, right? You can reframe this as it's a form of mental resilience and endurance. This is mental grit. Right here. you can use your high pain tolerance, you know, from listening to men knock down women, listening to women tear up other women. Okay. You can have a high pain tolerance for that, a mental pain tolerance. Do not underestimate that tolerance is there. All right. So the mental grit, we can leverage this as a superpower. That's what we can get back up during a setback. We can get back and be more resilient because we do have a high pain tolerance. And that is a superpower. Okay. And the last one I'm going to share with you today is empathy under stress. You know, while stress can overwhelm pretty much anyone, it often makes women more empathetic. Instead of shutting down, women tend to reach out to support each other, to create networks. We find ways to care in the times of trouble. I want to say to women, you know, of all ages, all beliefs, all social structures, you have this superpower. It doesn't matter. We have it. We can all have empathy. It may show up differently, right? It may show up differently, but you do have it. And don't dismiss this. And just because a woman, you see a woman and you don't think she has empathy, maybe she's seeing it from a different perspective based on her social structure, you know, based on her beliefs, based on her age, her wisdom, her knowledge. You might not think she's being empathetic, but I can almost guarantee she is. You just not might not see it. Look, some people think of me as just this bold, strong person, right? I'm bold, I'm out there. I have so much empathy. I care so much. And sometimes people don't see it because I feel it internally, right? But, and then I make policy changes. And then I, you know, do things that support initiatives and things that make it better for that situation because I'm stronger and I have the knowledge and the wisdom of being in business for over 30 years in a male-dominant space that I might not show empathy by crying or yelling or, you know, rioting or whatever that is, right? My empathy comes from a different perspective. So give women the benefit of the doubt with the superpower. You might not think that she cares or has empathy in this moment, but she's probably seeing it from a different perspective. And if you will allow yourself to see that, I think you'll see so much more women have more empathy than you ever realized. And it is one of our strong superpowers. Okay, just a few more to consider. Look, we have intuitive communication. We can excel at reading body language, tone, nonverbal cues, making us way more effective communicators and negotiators, right? We are women that build community. We're natural connectors who foster community, whether at home, work, or in our social circles. We have emotional intelligence, right? A high level of emotional intelligence that allows women to navigate complex social situations, resolve conflict, support loved ones, take care of things. That's also a superpower. And adaptability to change. Women are remarkable at adapting. Right? We can adjust into new roles, new environments, and life stages with complete grace, ladies. Women have a lot of superpowers, and I hope that you listen to this today because there were so many amazing superpowers. Share with me, make a comment, let me know, come find me on social, let me know what you think was your favorite superpower to step into this week, right? We truly have these superpowers. We have, you know, some visible, some hidden, but all are remarkable. Celebrate the strengths in yourself and in the women that you know who are around you. You might think, you know, maybe you're having a conflict with somebody and it's another woman and you just couldn't see her way and she couldn't see your way and all of that. And maybe one of your superpowers got in the way, but look to see what their superpowers might be. It might shift how you think about it. Harnessing and acknowledging these abilities can lead to greater confidence, greater success, and a more fulfilling life. So come on, ladies. Walk in those superhero shoes and stand tall because you truly are a superhero with superpowers. Let me share this quote. A strong woman looks a challenge dead in the eye and gives it a wink. Thank you, Gina Carey, for that. Make sure that you subscribe to Superheroes in Heels. Go to bealegacy.com and download one of the sweet gifts that I have from my website. Thank you so much for joining me today. Share this with a friend. I would look, because every woman needs to know what her superpowers are, right? I look forward to having you again soon. Be blessed. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.